إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. Respected brothers and sisters, it is something known by nature and obvious that wealth is a necessity of life by which we live and by which we are given sustenance. And people, when they seek their wealth and they seek money, they're of two types. You find those people who in the morning they wake up and they have wealth and Allah has provided for them, but they seek more and to expand whatever wealth they have and whatever money they have to acquire more and more without any view of what Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded. And you have others who wake up in the morning, they have little risk and they despair of what Allah has provided for them. And they seek risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they despair and they doubt that Allah can provide for them. And so you have these different extremes. And Allah describes this in saying that people, they seek wealth and money based on their iman and their i'tiqad, their beliefs. Allah says, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Allah swears by the night and the day, and that He created male and female, and He says that every person, they seek different means of seeking wealth. إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. So on the one hand, you have those whose hearts are engulfed and inflamed with seeking money and seeking wealth to the extent that it blinds them to anything other than seeking wealth. They cannot sleep at night except thinking about how to acquire wealth. Their love and desire for wealth blinds them to what is halal and haram. They all become the same to the person. Whether they get money from halal or haram, it makes no difference to the person. They've become so desirous and loving of money that they will take any means to achieve it. The ends justify the means. They will take any means to achieve the wealth and whatever will increase their dominion. And the Prophet ﷺ, he warned us about this nature, this tamar, this desire, this greed in the human being. He said in a hadith that is authentic, that if the child of Adam, he had two valleys filled with gold, he would want a third valley of gold. And that the belly of the child of Adam will never be filled except with the dirt of the grave. And then he said, Allah forgives those who turn to Him in forgiveness. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the belly of the child of Adam will always desire more of this world until it is filled with dirt in the grave. This is what the Prophet ﷺ, he warned us about. So such a person who's filled with greed and love for wealth, he is never satisfied with whatever he has. He is never filled with whatever he eats and never satisfied with whatever he drinks, but always wants more. This is the one extreme. And then we have on the other end of the spectrum, another extreme, which is those people who claim that the rizq of Allah is written for them, and they need not make any effort and strive to obtain their wealth. Rather, they say striving to obtain wealth and working hard means that you don't have to tawakkal on Allah. They go to the other extreme, where they say that the rizq will come to them no matter what they do. Even if they sit at home, the rizq is written for them and it will come to them. This is in fact the opposite of tawakkul, what the scholars call tawakkul. And the people who have this belief, they mention the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, when he said that if you truly trust in Allah, then Allah will provide rizq for you like He does for the birds who go out in the morning hungry and come home with their bellies filled. So they say this hadith, it teaches or it indicates that the rizq is written for a person. And that the birds, their rizq comes to them and Allah provides for them. But they neglect, or they're blinded, or they forget that the hadith itself, when it talks about the birds obtaining rizq, it also says they go out in the morning to strive to get their food. They don't stay home in their nest to obtain that rizq. So in Islam, Islam does not teach the Muslim to be dependent on others and to be poor or to be a monk in a monastery and to abandon the world and to not seek the wealth that Allah has given. This is not what is taught by al-Islam. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, once after giving the khutbah of Jumu'ah, he found some people sitting down in the masjid, sitting there, not doing anything. So he said, "What are you doing here?" They said, "We're sitting here waiting for the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So he became very angry and he kicked them out of the masjid. And he said, "Go out and seek rizq. Don't let one of you sit down and abandon seeking his provision and say, 'Oh Allah, provide for me,' and think that gold and silver will rain from the sky. But he should go out," and then he recited the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "وَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَبَتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ." If the salah is over, then go out on the earth and seek from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sufyan al-Thawri, one of the great ulama, he went to the Masjid al-Haram and he found people sitting there, not working or not doing anything. And he said, "Why are you here?" Again, they said, "We're waiting for the rizq of Allah." And he said, "Go out and seek Allah's bounty and don't be dependent on others. Don't be dependent on others." So beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Muslim that is happy, that is successful, that is content, is the one that goes out and takes a moderate path. He seeks Allah's bounty. He seeks Allah's provision. Yet at the same time, he doesn't seek it in haram. He doesn't seek to earn in a haram way, but he breaks his sweat. He works hard to earn what Allah has written for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, "هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا فَامْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ." Allah, He says that Allah is the one who has made the earth at your service. He has humbled the earth for the service of human beings. So seek its pathways and eat from His provision. But then He ends the ayah and remember, وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ, and to Him is the return. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he used to seek refuge from poverty. And he commanded us to seek refuge from poverty. And he was not pleased with the Muslim who was impoverished. He wanted the Muslim to be strong, to have the upper hand, to be strong in his religion and in his rizq. He did not want the Muslim to be dependent on others, nor did he want us to be so wealthy, and in seeking that wealth, the wealth blinds us from our akhlaq, from our character, from our deen. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when we look at the rizq that Allah has provided, the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is distributed amongst His servants according to His wisdom. And He gives to some and doesn't give to others. And this is part of Allah's wisdom in the way that He created us in this creation. All of it is according to His decree and His wisdom. But for us, we must seek the means of that rizq. We must take the asbab and then rely upon Allah and to know that He has the wisdom in all affairs, that He provides to whom He pleases. Once two men came to the house of the Prophet ﷺ, they helped him in his home. And then afterwards the Prophet ﷺ said to them, never despair of Allah's provision. Don't you know that you were born naked and now Allah has provided for you? Never despair of Allah's provision. This is not, a Muslim should always trust in Allah's wisdom. And when we think about Allah's rizq, these are matters that again are in Allah's hidden wisdom. Some people's rizq is in the bottom of the ocean. Fishermen and divers who go to the bottom of the ocean, they find their rizq there. Some people's rizq is up in the sky. The pilots of airplanes, they get their provision up in the sky. Some people's rizq is hidden in a mountain. They dig in a mine and split open rocks and find their provision there. Some people's rizq is due to the illness of others. Doctors, they can only get rizq when others get sick. Some people's rizq is due to the coldness of the winter. They provide heat for people. Some people's rizq is due to the heat of the summer and they provide ice and cooling for others. The rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has hidden wisdom, respected brothers and sisters in Islam. You find those who have rizq when people are happy, they make weddings and parties for people. And those whose rizq comes when people are sad in the funerals and they provide graves. Allah, He has distributed His rizq in His creation according to His wisdom. And this wisdom is something beyond which we can comprehend. Therefore, what is upon us? What is the duty upon us as Muslims? Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the duty upon us is to take a moderate course, to take a moderate path, to seek the rizq and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to strive hard and to sweat and to work hard to obtain the rizq and to have high aspirations, and not to be poor and weak, and not to sit aside and rely upon others, but to aspire and set our goals high. Yet at the same time, we do not let those aspirations push us over the limits and seek from what is haram, to seek provision from what Allah has forbidden. We do not go to this extreme, but we follow a moderate in middle way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns about those who seek risk in the forbidden way. وَإِذَا رَأَوْ تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. This ayah, if they see business or enjoyment, they run away and leave you standing. And perhaps you know this ayah was revealed when the Prophet ﷺ was giving the khutbah of Jumu'ah. And in those days the salah was first and then the khutbah. So during the khutbah, a caravan came to town and all of the sahaba, they left the Prophet ﷺ standing alone on the minbar with just a few sahaba. So Allah revealed this ayah, saying when they see the business or the enjoyment, they leave you standing. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us of abandoning the zikr in the time when we should be in the house of Allah and seeking the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ اسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, as we mentioned in the first khutbah, the Muslim should be one who takes care of others and not dependent upon others. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, اليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. The upper hand is the one that gives. The lower hand is the one that asks. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, and he encouraged people to work, he said, when he was asked, مَا هُوَ أَيُّ كَسْبٍ أَفْضَلُ, which way of seeking provision is the best? He said, عَمَلُ الرَّجُلِ بِيَدِهِ وَكُلُّ بَيْءٍ مَبْرُورٍ. What is the best provision? The work of a man by his own hands and every good business transaction. Bay'un mabrur means a halal, permissible business transaction when no one is harmed. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, no one eats better food than the one who eats from the provision of his own hand. And he reminded us that the Prophet Dawood ﷺ used to work. He used to make armor and used to make shields and sell them to make his own provision. In fact, all of the Anbiya of Allah, they worked to provide for themselves and their families. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in summary, what all of us as Muslims, in order to achieve true happiness, what we must do is seek and strive and set high aspirations of obtaining money and wealth, but at the same time, to never despair if our wealth is less and if our provision is less, and to trust that if we have more, then we should beware of becoming like Qarun and becoming arrogant and spending it wrongfully. As you know, Qarun, it took an army of men to carry the keys of his treasures, but in the end the earth swallowed him up. And if we have wealth, then we spend it to help the poor and others. And if we're poor and we don't have provision, we remember the poverty of the Prophet ﷺ and his patience with what he had. And that with patience and trust in Allah, Allah will give us great ajr. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that the angel Jibreel has whispered into my soul that no soul shall die until its appointed lifespan has come to pass and its risk has come to it. So seek Allah's bounty beautifully. Seek what Allah's provision beautifully. فَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I close with this short story about one of the pious predecessors who was once walking in the, and he came to visit a friend of his. His friend was sitting at home and not going out to work or study or anything else. So he asked him, why do you sit here at home? And his friend said, I was walking in the forest and I saw a bird with a broken wing, and another bird was coming and bringing him worms and food to eat. And so that I thought that this bird with a broken wing, his provision comes to him and he doesn't even have to go out and seek his provision. So then that pious predecessor, he thought of a beautiful response. He said, why do you want to be like the bird with a broken wing? Why don't you be like the bird that brings the worm to the bird with a broken wing? Why don't you have the upper hand and help those that are poor? This is a reminder for all of us, respected brothers and sisters in Islam. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in wa ala al-khulafa al-rashideen Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawm al-deen. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وإبادك المؤمنين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين يا رب العالمين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأصلح أئمتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يسرى